Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, baby. Thursday feels like a Friday. Friday on Thursday. What it is.
God, I love it.
Oh my God, who are you guys? What the hell? Oh my goodness, what is up, everybody? Welcome into the D of Air Dogs podcast. Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top rated sportsbook app. Kel, throw that graphic back up on there for you, Kenny. I don't feel like we let it breathe long. Quite.
Oh,
let it breathe long
enough.
Really give it some breath there. 15 days, 2 weeks we fly, but it'll take a whole day, of course, to get there.
God.
15, yeah. Travel, this is going to be a rough one.
I've just put off looking at the flight details, so I just don't have to think about
That's
it.
That's a smart move. It was a very wise decision of you. It's a long flight, a couple different legs. Who knows if we actually make it there, but we're going to try. 15 days away. Look at that beautiful mural of Yoke.
Oh, yeah.
King Yoke. Oh, it's amazing. Today, we have a great show for you in segments 2 and 3. We're going to look at the best starting lineups in the NBA. We're going to look at the best bench units, or at least in the Western Conference. Where do the Nuggets rank amongst starting fives? Where do they rank amongst bench? That's one way we've broken down the Nuggets from almost every angle, but there's one we have unexplored. To help me do that, I've got the man who covers the Rockies for a living. It's Brendan Vogt.
Back on the program. Happy to be here, fellas.
Are you happy
about the Rockies?
Yeah, you don't want to talk Rockies a little bit?
I love the live chat community.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You were on the show all week. They haven't won a single game. they've lost every game.
I know.
And by the way, a couple doubleheaders in there.
Well, you are missing the other thing, though, which is where they made zero trades on deadline day.
It really is the opposite. Covering the Rockies is like the opposite of covering
the
Nuggets.
So thanks for that assignment. No, I'm having a blast. Susie and Patrick actually do a great job with a tough season to cover. So shouts to them.
Literally haven't won since you joined the show.
Yeah.
Over here, live from an undisclosed location. He's back now in a disclosed location. It's Harrison Wynn.
Do I look tan?
No.
Not really. Well,
that's good because I don't tan.
Okay.
It's physically impossible for me to tan, but I'm back.
Well, it is good to have you guys back. And now we welcome in the most important member of today's show, live from Belgrade, well, a town near Belgrade. It is none other than Miroslav Chuk. You guys know him as Little Owl. Miroslav!
Very wrong, Adam. Very wrong. Belgrade is a town near Pančevo, but we'll get there.
Thank you very much. Lots of pride I see there for Panča.
By the way, lasers.
Oh my God.
He's always the best at this. You know, he just outshines us all.
He just
so
gets
annoying.
It, you know.
Yeah,
he
does
plays the role nicely.
He plays it very nicely. Miroslav, we're starting it off with Serbian corner. I mean, 2 weeks. This is the second to last corner before we arrive, on your doorstep, effectively. So I assume you've really created a banger for today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we needed something that will be really, really useful to you guys. And since last week we already spoke how some of the things in Serbia might be dangerous, so I really want to point out the really important stuff just to keep you safe. You know, it's really important.
Thank
to
you
me.
So much.
I mean, it's still not late to give up on the trip, but we'll see. We'll see.
Honest question, though, before you begin. Does anybody care?
Hmm?
our arrival. You know, like I just I'm trying to gauge like the excitement, one in your own heart.
I'm expecting paparazzi at the airport.
I'm expecting Miroslav to be like excited, more excited for our arrival than he appears.
I'm going to blow you away now with, I'm going to connect this to Jokic's answer from yesterday's presser when he said that Serbs don't actually like basketball, they like winning.
Yeah.
So they will support the team while it's winning, and when the team is not winning anymore, they'll probably just turn their heads away. And that's true, by the way. And you said a very smart thing yesterday when you said that when we speak about big groups, we want to speak on behalf of big groups, but we actually all only speak from our own personal angle. And that's the truth. I mean, I'm not representing anybody. I'm representing myself. But if I would be choosing a group of people I would be representing, it's just the basketball maniacs from Serbia. And that's a much smaller group comparing to, the big nation
sure.
of Serbia. So what Nikola said was actually pretty true. There are, you know, like, there are thousands of us that are really dialed in everything regarding basketball. And of course, Nikola Jokic, and of course, what DNVR is doing following Nikola Jokic and Denver Nuggets. So for this relatively small group of people, and I'm still talking about thousands of people, I mean, you know how many hits you have for every show.
Sure,
from Serbia.
Sure.
That's thousands the group and thousands. That's going to be excited about you visiting. Everybody else, they have no idea. Of course.
It's funny. They'll know.
You said something hyped. You just didn't have any hype in your voice. So it's okay. I'll give you a C grade on that one.
People will know you, but it'll be a smaller group than you.
All right. What do you have for us on the corner today, Miroslav? We have a lot to learn. I'm not going to lie.
Yes. Yes. This is an important one. So welcome. Welcome to the Serbian corner. Oh, I actually can see what Kale is showing you. So this is a great improvement from the previous show. I have to give you props for that. Okay, next slide, please, Kale. Okay, so power ranking Serbian Rakijas, tender-mounted American edition.
Oh, my God.
Been waiting for this Serbian corner all summer, man.
We're at the Rakija portion, okay.
We need to learn. So first of all, there is no bad Rakija, just bad Rakija drinkers. So this is the first thing
you guys
you need
are
to know.
So full of shit.
Next slide, please. Well, that's not completely true. Just like Brandon said, there are some little Rakijas out there. If your Rakija guy is trying to squeeze out some extra bucks by changing the distilling process. Next slide, please.
I love that he just reads the slides. This is the best presentation every time.
You never want to be reading off the slides.
I don't
my
even
fifth
know.
Grade teacher
I don't even
me.
Know why some slides are highlighted yellow. Like,
I
it's
know.
Never explained. It doesn't
perfect.
Matter. All right, keep going.
It's too much text. So, how to recognize little Rakija?
Lethal Rakija.
This seems important. Actually,
yeah, this is important.
This should be highlighted.
Yes. You see. You see. I'm making really good points here. By determining if Rakija you are drinking contains methyl alcohol, of course, we all know Rakija should contain only ethyl alcohol,
well,
but how to determine which one we are dealing with? Next slide, please.
That line
it's
gets
simple,
me every
really.
Time.
look at the chemical formula of the little methanol and also the chemical formula of the preferred ethanol. So you need to have two atoms of carbon in order for the Rakija not to be lethal. Are we on the same page?
No, I'm
fully caught up.
I was never a chemistry guy.
I'll make sure I'm looking for all carbon.
Yeah,
both
chemistry
carbons.
Was never my subject.
Yes.
Spoiler.
So first thing you ask your waiter, how many carbon atoms does your Rakija has?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's simple.
Okay.
Okay. So, as I mentioned before, you can make Rakija from anything that contains some form of sugar, including wood planks and cow manure.
What?
Next slide.
Wait. I can't tell if this is a real dry joke. No,
it's a real thing. Actually, during the World War II, this is what my grandfather told me. They had to make Rakija out of things that are not fruits because, you know, the fascists... took all the fruits away, so they had to make rakias, and they made it from wood planks and cow manure.
You have a drinking problem if you're like, you know, it's the only thing we got, but, you know, what are we going to do, be sober?
I mean, tough times, you got to turn to just
cow shit.
Whatever option you've got.
I mean, wow. Chicago did Malort. It's not that, that's true. Can't be that different.
Okay, all right.
For this exercise, we'll stick to fruit kinds of rakia, since I can already see Adam's disgusted face. You see, I wrote this like a week ago. I'm psychic. Next slide, please.
He's on fire.
So ridiculous.
So, starting with number 5 of the power ranking, kale, please, next slide. Slivovica, plum rakia.
This is the only one we ever drink.
Look at this beautiful, this beautiful piece
that's
of fruit.
That's my stuff.
Kale, you can stay on this slide while I read the text about the Slivovica. I don't want to bug you with looking at the text. So Slivovica is a mainstream kind of rakia. It is either see-through or yellow, and it is made all over former Yugoslavia and also Bulgaria, Romania, Poland, and former Czechoslovakia. Slivovica has the alcohol percentage that varies from 40% to 70%.
Oh, 70%.
Yep. And you can add different weeds to add different aromas to make Travarica and Klekovača variations.
Okay.
You can skip three slides now.
Okay.
Okay. Coming at number 4. At number 4, Lozovača. Lozovača is a grape rakia, or as Italians call it, grappa. It's not exactly the same thing, but you get the point. And how do we make Lozovača? Lozovača is made when you prepare the grapes for making wine, say, F it, leave the grapes to spoil for 2 more weeks, and then distill them. So this is how you make Lozovača.
Okay, that's great, man.
You need about 100 kilograms of grapes to make 15 liters of 50% strong Lozovača, and no, I'm not converting that to imperial.
I was going
to
say, I have no idea what we're talking about, but okay.
Let's move next 3 slides. Coming at number 3. Oh, Kale, you're crushing this. Coming at number 3, Kajsijevača. So this is apricot rakia. Look at this beautiful fruit. I have it in my backyard. I love it so much. It's so nice. And first thing you should know, apricot is a very tender tree that needs full 7 years before giving any fruits. Plus, there are some bad seasons when there are no fruits at all on the trees. Mm. And on top of that, a lot of apricot trees die before they bear fruit for the first time. So it's really important for us to cherish every bottle of Kajsijevača, of apricot rakia, which is a very aromatic rakia, usually distilled at 40% alcohol. It's a beautiful one. I hope we'll get a taste of it.
This one, you know, it sounds good. I feel like your order has been accurate so far. This is a good order so far.
I would put this ahead of the cow manure one.
I would definitely put it ahead.
Slightly ahead.
Definitely ahead of my book.
It's only mentioned, you know, is what do you call the mentions before the actual list, the honorary mentions. That's
honorary.
This might be our go-to, the apricot.
All right, so far I'm in on apricot. Number 2.
Number 2, Vinamovka or Kruškovača, which is pear rakia.
Okay.
We've had that before.
I like it.
You already know how good pear rakia is, although you've tasted only the industrial versions of pear rakia, but we'll get to that. And if for any reason you don't like it, you should reconsider not coming to Serbia, as Kale.
Not a problem. It's not going
to
be a problem.
I told him not to show you. And coming at number 1, next slide, creating suspense. Dunjevača, or as we call it, Dunja, which is queen rakia. Queen is a yellow fruit similar to an apple, only harder and drier, with a much stronger aroma. And its dryness is the reason you need a lot of queen fruit to get 1 liter of queen rakia. Once distilled, Dunjevača is being stored in oak barrels that give you yellow color. It is most expensive rakia to be made, and for most people, the best one.
Is it more expensive?
Yes, it's the most expensive one.
Okay, all right.
So its price is also a big reason for frauds to make fake Dunjevača by basically putting Queen Roma into plain Šljivovica. So we need to be aware of this.
All righty.
I mean, you really need to know which restaurants actually store real Dunjevača, and it's not an easy task, so we'll have to ask some really profound alcoholics. Okay. Just to be sure that we're drinking the right stuff. And of course, if we know somebody who's making his own, you know, homemade Dunjevača with ethyl alcohol, mind I say, that will be a really good solution for us. So next slide, please. Next week, yes. Best tricks to avoid date rape drugs in Serbia.
Jeez.
Oh my Lord.
Wow.
You know what?
That should be a presentation, like a one-on-one with Miroslav and Vote.
Yeah, like my iPhone notes.
You guys set up a separate Zoom.
Miroslav, honest question here. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is the last edition of Serbian Corner. I understand there is no coming back from this, right?
I like how he puts that on the spot.
There's probably no coming back from it. Miroslav will be fired after this trip. Miroslav, are you a big drinker?
No. I really am not. I'm a driver, guys. I drive like 21 hours per week.
I'm
not allowed to drink. I need a special occasion to be able to drink. So,
like your American friends coming over?
I don't drink very often, but I can drink pretty hard when
when called upon.
When the occasion is there, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, this was a great presentation. I feel very prepared now for our rakias, our various rakias.
Queen, is that top shelf? Is it more expensive, Miroslav?
Yes, yeah. The most expensive. Queen is the most expensive. If you go to the market and buy a Queen for less than $20 for a liter, that means it's not Queen.
Oh, okay. That's might be lethal.
Well, Miroslav, I feel more prepared. This was great. I'll definitely file these notes away.
quick test. What is the name of the little alcohol?
It doesn't matter.
The manure. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Methanol.
Very good, Kale.
I'll just look for the number of carbons.
Just put the notes online, Miroslav.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy. Good stuff as always.
See you very soon.
We do. Harrison mentioned this earlier in the week when he was hosting the show. But, you know, we've had some people reach out wanting to give donations through the trip or this or that. Like, this trip is obviously, you know, it's a big undertaking for us. It's pretty big. And there's like a lot of even personal sacrifices being made for this one. So, you know, obviously some people's super chats or whatever obviously go to it. Some other people have, hey, I want to help out here. I know this guy. I can help you guys out with this restaurant maybe. You know, I know the guy who owns this. We welcome those. So slide into the DMs. A lot of people have been hitting me up with different recommendations for places to go, things to do. And we, of course, appreciate that. As I mentioned, we're 15 days away. But without further ado, Eric has been slaving away on a brand new shirt.
Oh.
That is another way of raising money for this exact trip. Kale, do we have the art? Did you not have it ready?
Are we dropping it?
Do we have the shirt?
Eric told me you had the artwork.
Eric never sent me the artwork for this.
All right. You don't have to. Maybe on the other side. We'll do it live.
Stay tuned.
All right. We'll do it on the other side. Harrison, take us to the break. All
right. Your home for Denver sports coverage is partnering with a leader in the sports merchandise and collectibles. The DNVR has teamed up with FOCO to secure your access to the best collectibles and gear around. Celebrate the back-to-back MVP with this newly released Nikola Jokic MVP bobblehead, or find your fandom with FOCO's other officially licensed Nuggets gear. You can check out their gear and merch for other Denver sports teams as well, including the new Rocky City Connect bobbleheads and much more. Head over to FOCO.com, FOCO.com, or click on the link in the YouTube description below. For all non-presale items, use the code DNVR. For 10% off. Again,
there you go.
All non-presale items use the code DNVR for 10% off. Also, guys, at DraftKings Sportsbook right now, you can get in on the hottest sports action for your shot at cold hard cash with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite sports all summer long and gear up for football season. Right now, new customers can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get another shot at a big win. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Deposit and withdraw cash whenever you want. So make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code DNVR. Use the code DNVR. It's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Risk-free bet paid out in the form of non-withdrawable free bet token. Max $1,000. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
We're back. Kale, are you ready with artwork?
Yes.
Here is the new shirt design for our trip. Look at this beautiful thing. We never get, you guys haven't even seen this yet, we never get a red shirt. I'm very excited just to have a red shirt. My closet was getting too blue.
We're going to stand out like freaking Waldo in Serbia with these things,
we all get to wear these, right?
Arrest the people in the red shirts.
Look at this beautiful thing.
Airport photos are going to slap.
We're going to be like that family going to Disneyland wearing the same bright highlighter colored shirt.
By the way, Disney, I was there not too long ago. Is exactly, you're right. They all, every family dresses up. The exact
pretty funny. Ellie and Dylan and Thing One, God. Thing Two.
Yeah, of course, exactly. Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I mean, look at what the genius D line put together, man. This thing is beautiful. I love it. Pick it up, and obviously proceeds go to our trip here. All right, moving on. Those are on. By the way, Kel, did you throw the link in the description already?
Yep. He threw in the chat.
It will be in the description.
In the chat and in the description, we'll also have a tweet out so you guys know. Otherwise, just go to dnvrlocker.com. It's very easy. All right. Today's show, the meat of our conversation today. We're going to look at this segment at the best starting lineups in the Western Conference. And we're also going to look at the best benches in the next segment. Yep. Let's start with starting lineups here, Harrison. I've tasked you with putting these in order of what you think, starting with the worst starting lineup in the Western Conference next year.
The worst starting lineup is the Houston Rockets.
Bam!
Kevin Porter, Jalen Green, Eric Gordon, Jabari Smith, Alperen Şengün.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, but for a worst lineup, I honestly don't think it's that bad. I also... Yeah, it probably is the worst one. It probably is the worst one. But I honestly don't think that's bad. Like, here's my point. Denver at Houston on the third leg of a three-game road trip. That's not an easy game.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you got to work. You got to show up. I mean, they'll win, but come on. You got to show up. You can't.
There's talent in Houston and athleticism. It's just not going to come together across 82. Right. That's probably fair to say.
What is Denver going against Houston this year? They're going to play them 3 times.
3-0.
Okay. Yep. All righty. All right.
The second worst lineup is the OKC Thunder.
Man, I'm kind of surprised by this order.
SGA, Josh Giddey, Lou Dort, Darius Bazley, Chet Holmgren.
Again, man, this is a good lineup, man. This is a good lineup.
I don't think it is.
Yes,
man.
It is. Shea is great. I honestly think Shea is great.
He'll be very great good player for 2 months of the season.
And then you have Dort, who's very good. I mean, he's a lockdown. I just think you think about Denver matching up, like Shea versus Jamal. That's a tough matchup for Jamal, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is really good. Then you got Lou Dort. Guardy, you know, Giddey is a playmaker. Chet will be. I mean, I can't wait to watch Jokic take Chet on. Oh, it's going to take Chet a while to figure Jokic out.
Do they still have Lindy Waters the third?
I think he's competing for a roster spot.
How is that possible? He's their best player.
I'm just saying, like, man, that lineup to me is fun. It's intriguing, and I think that Denver struggled with OKC last year. You don't know if you guys remember this.
We remember.
That was their kryptonite.
Especially in the preseason. I'm hoping the Nuggets don't get the Thunder in the preseason. Tough matchup.
We almost lost the takeover overnight against the Thunder.
That's right.
Next up, we got the Spurs. Trey Jones, Josh Primo, Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, Jakob Poeltl.
To be honest, I think that's the worst one.
Really?
I think it's a sneaky worst lineup in the NBA. You're factoring in coaching here a little bit. Like, you're thinking, oh, Pop will get these guys doing. But if you just swapped and you gave them, you know, you sent them to Houston or something, I think you would look at that as the worst lineup.
Keldon Johnson, he's had some big games against the Nuggets. Jakob Poeltl is good.
Keldon Johnson's good. And, like, if he scores 25, he had a great night.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is my point. They don't have breakout talents like that. Shea had 40 points, you wouldn't be surprised.
Like the median outcome, you know, might be lower than the Thunder or the Rockets, but at least the Spurs team is going to play some defense. Poeltl, Jones, Devin Vassell.
Poeltl, yeah.
They'll get some stops.
All right.
All right. Next up, I've got... This is where it gets tough because you don't know what this team's going to look like in a couple weeks, but I've got the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, well, you have to just go as of right now.
Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Bogdanovich. I'm slotting Jared Vanderbilt in here. And
he's
then
a starting four.
Walker Kessler.
Starting five?
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell. That's not great.
Donovan Mitchell's going to be rolling in his grave right now.
Donovan Mitchell's probably watching this show and re-upping his trade demands.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you better get
he's like, Danny oh, Ainge. Shit, it is Walker
Danny
Kessler.
Ainge, so what's going on here again?
Yeah. You have Walker Kessler starting right out of the gate, I guess.
It's either him or Azubuike.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can guess where Utah's bench is actually not bad.
Who's going to give Jokic a harder time, Chet Holmgren or Walker Kessler?
Walker Kessler.
I think so, too.
I mean, maybe Holmgren because he's actually got to put out some effort in guarding him on the other end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Holmgren's just a better player, but I just, the size, thing is just.
Jokic is going to bury that dude under the rim.
That's the thing about Jokic, you almost forget to factor in.
I don't. He's strong.
You just
think
finesse and skill, but he's a redwood tree. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, we've got the Sacramento Kings.
I like this team, man, but you're right, we're out of the Ducks.
De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Huerter, Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, DeMontis Sabonis.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is a good team, man. This is a good lineup. Are you kidding me? This is the, fourth worst?
This is the
fifth worst.
That's the 11th best.
That's a good starting lineup, man. Mm-hmm. That's a very good starting lineup. I'm curious because you're going to have Portland coming up here. I know pretty well. Yeah. I like this one. Say it again. I want to hear it. You got De'Aaron Fox,
oh, that's Kevin
Huerter. Hold up. That's a tough cover. Sure. He's super quick. I mean, nobody can keep him in front. Denver. Then you have Kevin Huerter. Great shooter.
Pride of New York State, baby.
Really good player. And, by the way, can play some defense. Like he's a smart defender. Mm-hmm. All right, who else we got?
We've got Kevin Huerter.
Oh, who is the two?
That is the two. That's De'Aaron Fox and Kevin Huerter in the backcourt. Harrison Barnes.
I'm solid.
Great player.
He's very solid.
Keegan Murray, then.
Yeah, that's a wild card. It's a wild card, but he had a great summer league. So
and
we'll
then DeMontis Sabonis, an all-star center.
Who would it be if it wasn't Keegan Murray? Like, if he doesn't win that spot?
Let me go to the bench here. It would be...
I love when he laughs like this.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Trey Lyles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what, though? That's a good starting lineup. Sabonis and Fox are very good. Kevin Huerter and Barnes, very good. Keegan Murray's the swing piece there. But
yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a good one. What's Denver go? They play three times. They'll play them. What do they go?
2-1.
Sounds right to me.
2-1 with a really tough third game.
Okay. All right.
10th, I got the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow, man.
Russell Westbrook, Austin Reeves.
So bad.
LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Thomas Bryant.
This, honest to God, is maybe the most unbalanced roster in the history of the NBA.
This is a hilarious starting five,
how
man.
How do you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis and you build the 10th best starting lineup?
That's so true,
like,
man.
How do you do that?
How do you do it?
But they did.
I think you're right, though. These pieces don't make sense.
Yeah. Like, is Thomas Bryant good? Is he bad? Do we know?
He's bad. I think we know.
Yeah. Should I move on here?
Yeah.
Number nine. I've got the Portland Trail Blazers.
Wow.
This was a tough one for me here.
They're good, though, man.
8 or 9. Damian Lillard, Gary Payton, I slotted in here. Josh Hart, Jeremy Grant, Yusef Nurkic. I didn't know if I should slot in Payton or Simons there at the two, but I put Payton in there.
Okay.
That's who I would start.
It's so weird. The Simons thing is so weird. Like, you can't have that. Money, right? You give him all that money. He's you can't start. Do it. Yeah. But, I mean, they've got guys in Hart, Grant, Nurk. Those are all good players. They don't really, in my opinion, they're a lineup with no weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lineup. They don't have as much tie in talent other than Damian Lillard, but no weaknesses, in my opinion.
Number eight,
Portland's going to be tough
this year. The Dallas Mavs.
Man, really? See, I think this is crazy to me.
They would have like a down arrow for me if we were doing a stock report.
Yeah.
Doncic, Tim Hardaway, Reggie Bullock, Christian Wood, JaVale McGee.
This is better than the ones you just did. Is it just because you're weighing Doncic that heavily?
Yeah, and like you know they're going to score every single time down.
Just because of Luka.
Yeah. They got a great offense with those shooters too.
Is Christian Wood starting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're like making a big deal out of Christian Wood starting.
I thought there was a weird report on him. Okay.
Number seven, I've got the Pelicans.
Man, this is wild.
We've got CJ McCollum, though. Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, Jonas Valanciunas.
That's a good team.
So here's the thing about that lineup. One, it's enormous. Like, what was the two? Brandon Ingram's the two. He's 6'9".
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Like, that's an enormous lineup.
Slash Herb Jones.
But yeah, and then Herb Jones as well. Same thing. Enormous. Here's the thing about them. On paper, that's a really good lineup. Mm-hmm. We have no idea if Zion and Big Val fit together at all. I mean, Zion, he crushes when there's an open paint. Big Val can't really open the paint.
I love how you call him Big Val.
It's his name. Big Val.
Victor W.
Victor W. Big Val. Big Banama. All right, what do we got?
All right, number six we're on now. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Did you call Minnesota?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's a good... It was regional. It was appropriate.
All right, give us the rundown.
D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Edwards, Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels, yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert.
It's a good starting lineup, man.
Bro, I can't believe this one is this low. Well, that's a good starting lineup.
The other teams in the West are very good.
We just don't know. I mean, we just don't know. But I don't know, man. You would risk through it. That's another one that, like, all right, Jaden McDaniels is the weakness, but he might not be. This might be the year he's like, actually really...
Yeah.
Really great.
They love him there.
They do love him.
That's for sure.
That's a good lineup, man.
It's a really good lineup.
Where are they vulnerable? The wing.
Probably.
The point guard spot, maybe defensively, although you're going to have Gobert patrol in the paint.
I probably should have had them above this next team, which is the Memphis Grizzlies. John Morant, Desmond Bane, Brooks, Jaren Jackson, Steven Adams. I probably should have swapped those two.
I don't know. That's a good and proven lineup, too. Like, that lineup's pretty proven.
Yeah, so they're five. Man. And then at four, I've got the Clippers. I got the Clippers at four.
This is insane to me. Okay, let's hear the justification.
Reggie Jackson, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Nick Batum, and Zubac.
To me, that's a really good lineup.
Is a really good lineup. These next three are just better, I think.
That's the second best two best players behind Anthony Davis and LeBron so far. And then, but unlike the Lakers, you surround them with pieces, one, that are proven. Those guys have played with them before, and they were very good.
Absolutely.
And they kind of all fit. Like, they all have the proper role. I don't know, man. I think that Clippers team, I'm surprised. I mean, Vegas is very high on them, but I'm kind of surprised even talking to you guys, you don't view them more as I view them as a juggernaut.
I view them as a juggernaut, too. I mean, being four on this list isn't a slight, I don't think. But we'll see when we get to the bench. Bench is stacked also.
Yep, juggernaut depth is not the right word, because that implies like the Warriors of 2016. Yeah, they're not that. I'm just saying that they're a team that I look at and I go, like, starting lineup is great, and they roll 12 deep. Like, that's a good starting lineup, man.
Yeah.
Where's the vulnerability there? What's their vulnerability?
In the front court, Batum, Zubats.
Yeah.
See, I mean, it's the Denver perspective where you're thinking Jokic first.
Yeah.
And so... obviously, that's a scary series, but you're not viewing that as like an impossible matchup, you know?
Yeah. Number three, I've got the Denver Nuggets.
Number three.
Jamal Murray, KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic.
I'm kind of surprised by this too, to be honest. I want to see the two. I can't even think of who they are. I'm not trying to think ahead. It's a good starting lineup, man.
It's a really good starting lineup. I think it could be the best in the West. There's a little bit of prove it, though. With Jamal Murray and MPJ.
Yeah, so the health factor. I mean, the health factor. I don't know. Oh, we didn't even mention this, though. But, guys, new Porter drive. We did a whole segment on a second 7-second
clip.
Should
we scrap the third segment and just make that the third?
No, but we can take a little intermission. We have time here to take a little intermission. Everybody knows there's a new Michael Porter workout video. First of all, he's got to be watching the show. Right? We were complaining. Not enough videos. What have we gotten since then? Video after video after video.
We asked for it.
He delivered. But in all seriousness... this video, first of all, for a summer mixtape, we've broken down summer mixtapes a lot. What makes a good one? This one, elite, and I'll tell you why.
The production
value very high.
The visuals.
Shouts to whoever was doing this. Probably one of his siblings. Here's the thing: no music. I hate when there's like too much loud music or like too much editing. You know, sometimes like Bones has done this, and they're cool. They're almost like music videos, but like the video will come out, and I can't tell what he's actually doing. You know what I mean? Like it'll be like so choppy that I'll be like. It'll be like spin move in slow motion.
It starts with him doing a move at the 3-point line. Then all of a sudden, he's just dunking at the rim.
Yeah, and you're kind of like, what is going on? I'm lost in the music and this or that. This one I loved. It's so quiet. It felt like art. It felt like just peering into his workout. And oh, by the way, Nothing but swishes. That's a swish after swish after swish.
Something else important about the video.
Oh, I love this. Oh, we're going to the Zapruder film here.
He's not wearing the brace around his left leg that he's worn the last three seasons.
This is why they don't give us videos.
I mean, I wasn't the only one to notice this. A lot of people noticed this. He's not wearing the brace for Dropfoot that he's worn the last 3 years. Have to see because he has been wearing it in these other videos that we've been watching.
Almost certainly nothing, but we'll do it.
Had to mention it.
Also, as people have pointed out, Muscle Watch 2022, he's making an appearance. Looking good. Looking thick.
Yeah.
Looking good.
He's in shape.
Michael Porter has like the best, man, the best body. He's just like, other than it breaks.
He's doing exactly what he should be doing. I could watch that video all day.
I did watch it. I watched like yesterday. Eight loops of it.
Am I going to talk myself into the handle stonks being up because of a 7-second clip?
I'm not going to talk myself into that, but feel free to go ahead.
I think I'm going to.
Okay.
Just willingly dive right in.
I mean, we know he wants these things. Like, he's a worker, man. He wants the whole package. So we'll see. But those types of leaps, I just can't do, man. I can't be that guy.
Here it comes.
It's too much like when JaVale McGee would take threes in a workout video and people like, did JaVale add a 3-point shot? Right. You're like, man, we're not doing
eyeball
it.
Eyeball emoji.
Yeah, eyeball emoji. Not doing it. But I am going to enjoy the hell out of him and watch him multiple times.
Yeah. Can Michael Porter get by anybody? I don't know. I don't know if he can, but it doesn't matter.
It may not matter.
Still just get buckets.
That's kind of the moves he's working on, too. He doesn't really finish anything. He's like, two dribbles, pull up. Two dribbles, pull up.
Kale, what is the chat saying about Harrison's ranking of third for the Nuggets?
They're pretty low on it, to be honest.
They're not very high on wind. They're wanting to send him back to an undisclosed location.
Look, they could finish the season or even, you know, a couple months into the season, they could be the best starting lineup. I just got to see it. Mm-hmm. I got to see it. I've seen it with the 1 and 2 on this ranking. I've seen it. I just need to see it with the Nuggets.
All right.
All right, fair enough.
Number 2 is the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, it's a good one, man.
It's a good lineup.
It's a good one. Is it better than the Nuggets? Man, I honestly think they're pretty close. We'll see. They have, I would say they have significantly lower highs. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like
Jokic, Murray, Porter all represent, like Jokic and Murray to me represent higher highs than anybody on that roster. Jokic for sure. Murray and Booker, Murray, to me, I think, has the higher highs at that level. Yeah. But whatever, we'll just call them an even one. And then you have the Michael Porter, and then just the mix of, like, when Denver is on, they look at a different level. The difference is Phoenix has fewer holes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're, like, more complete. They can play both ends of the court at an elite level, and they never really dip, other than Game 7 of the conference finals, they never really dip below, or conference semifinals.
We've seen them hum for a full season. So yeah. I guess the only thing for me is I just think Jokic is a significantly better player than their best players.
Yeah, that's a fact. There's no question.
That's kind of why but listen, man, I understand what you're doing here with it. And you were consistent with it because you kind of said the same thing about the Clippers. You need to see it from them first, and I think there's something to that.
And then number one, I got the Warriors. Steph.
Well, give this to me.
Clay, okay. Wiggins, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put them one.
They did just win the title.
They won the title, and when they were all on the court together, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I think Denver might be right.
Win.
Man, you might be right here. I think that Denver is appropriately
through. I think two is probably the peak on the argument you could realistically make right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like three is the highest I could put the Nuggets, where they are right now, not having seen Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
If you surveyed, you know, the 100 top writers across, like if you just surveyed, where do you think Denver would finish?
Definitely below the Clippers.
Yeah, they would be. I think they would be 4 or 5.
Maybe 5. I'd probably say, the Clippers would be 3, so I'd probably say 4.
Who else? Who was right below them?
You got Minnesota and Memphis.
Yeah,
probably the next two up. Maybe think people would put Minnesota ahead of Denver.
No, but I bet some people would put Memphis. Maybe I think some people would put
Memphis is another team that really relies on their depth too.
I think Denver. If you did this poll, they would probably finish 4th, but closer to 5th than to 3rd.
I think that's how they do it. I think it's been a long time since people have seen that, those guys play. So
they haven't seen this Porter workout video we just saw.
That's what I'm saying. If they'd seen it, obviously.
they would be all in.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's a good exercise, because when we talk about the Nuggets, like, is it their depth that we're so high on? I don't think so. And if their starting lineup is third, what does that inform us here about, you know, how things are going, or at least about the challenge that's ahead of them for getting that starting lineup to be number one? What are the chances, Vogt, that they are the undisputed number one going into the playoffs, that it's like, hey, that starting lineup, though, is the best in the league?
I think that's there's a significant chance that happens. I really do. I agree with Wind saying we got to hold off, especially because there's some new pieces in. You just don't know about the health of these guys. But if they are healthy, and of course that's a big if, I'm so tired of saying that, they are as talented, high-end talent, as any group.
Yeah.
Any group.
All righty.
They have the best player in the world, so that helps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That does help. All right, let's take a break on the other side now. We'll go to the benches. One of my big concerns with the Nuggets this year, that bench, very high peak, very low floor. We'll find out where Denver ranks on the other side.
Guys, the American Raptors, it's your rugby team here in Colorado. They have a really awesome concept of how they built their roster. They took athletes that come from backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track and field, got them together on this American Raptors rugby team. And they're trying to revolutionize the sport. It's actually a really cool thing that they're doing. They play at Infinity Park right here in Glendale, Colorado. Their games are free. Go to AmericanRaptors.com to grab your tickets there. Just print them out, pull them up on your phone, go to the games for free. If you can't make a game, AmericanRaptors.com will be streaming all of them from their website. Again, go get out to Infinity Park, check out the American Raptors. Really cool, really really good rugby team as well. Also, our next partner here, it's literally a product I use every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted, you know, better gut health, more energy in my daily life, an optimized immune system. Athletic Greens has given me all of those things. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. It's great for every diet. It's great for every lifestyle. If you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it works with all of that. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with the convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets, athleticgreens.com/nuggets. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right, back here, third and final segment. Tomorrow, Miroslav's going to be having an interview, I believe, with Andy Bailey. Should be very good. He's taking the controls because we're going to be playing golf. We have our DNVR golf event City Park right down the street. Nice. It's going to be very, very cool. And also, guys, you see that T-shirt that's on the screen down there in the lower left? We just dropped that one. All proceeds go into our trip to Serbia. It's a gorgeous shirt. It's going to be really great. So if you're interested, hop on DNVR Locker. Buy that one. Shouts to Eric. All right. Best benches.
This is tough. So it's probably going to be some disagreement with these rankings. Number 15, I've got the Houston Rockets.
You just hate the Houston Rockets. I don't know, man. All right, let me hear. Who are the highlights?
Okay, it's tough to piece together some five-man bench units with these teams, not going to lie. Trey Burke, Garrison Matthews, Jayshon Tate, Tari Eason, Usman Garuba.
That's fun, though. That's fun. Tari Eason,
Usman Garuba. Is it fun when you're down 20 in the second quarter?
Tari Eason, Usman Garuba, man. Good luck scoring. They're locking you up. All right.
Good luck getting a stop. Then I got the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not Terrence Mann. Who's the man on? Trey Mann. not Terrence Mann. Trey Mann. Jalen Williams.
Who is the man?
Our guy. Aaron Wiggins. Alexei Pokuševski and Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Dude, this is a fun one, though, too. You got Poku and you have Jalen Williams.
Yeah, that's fun does not equal good.
Yeah, they're not good.
Bowl was fun in the bubble.
They're fun, but they're not good. You're right.
Number 13, I've got the Lakers.
Wow. Yeah, you know what, though? He laughs so hard.
He loves it.
Woo! Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
who hasn't played in over a year.
He's going to stop by Drew League, though, I saw.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lonnie Walker, Stanley Johnson, Talen Horton Tucker, Damian Jones.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
It's not.
That's a rough second unit. I don't even know what they're good at. Defense, maybe? Really. No.
The Lakers might be really bad.
What are they good at? I don't know what that group is good at.
I don't think they're good at anything.
Strength? They're strong?
Physical strength?
Yeah, physical strength.
They might be a good-looking group. I don't know.
Man, that is rough. This Lakers team, the more you think about them, the more you're like, you know, this isn't happening.
The more you want to hammer
them. And honestly, here's the craziest part. The more I think about them, the more I think LeBron didn't go there to win.
You're just thinking this now?
I'm just saying, I always thought it was both. Like, have your cake and eat it too. And I think he was kind of like, I mean, they did win the one early on. But I'm just saying, I do wonder if he was kind of like, yeah, it's probably not going to work out long term, but I'll be in L.A. By the way, can I say something? You guys saw the video of him and his two sons. We always would see the oldest one, but he didn't always see the Bryce, you know. Them working out in the facility is the coolest freaking thing. That might be the coolest thing I've seen all summer. Not even, I'm not a LeBron guy, and I'm not a Lakers guy. But you have to tip your hat to him as a dad. I'm looking at this, working out. And by the way, not just working out. Kids look good, man.
All three of them
dunking. All three of them dunking. LeBron's dunk is insane. We do take LeBron a little bit for granted, some of this, just how athletic he is. Because, the dunk he does is just this, half-ass dunk where you're just like, that would be the greatest dunk of 99% of NBA players' lives, and he's doing it at 40 years old just casually. But then his oldest son, Bronny. Yeah, Bronny. He gets up and does the same. Gets a dunk, cocks it way the heck back. And I'm just like, my God, he's not that tall, right? He's 6 foot.
Bryce got up there real easy, too.
Yeah, Bryce, too. And I'm like, my goodness, man.
Wow, this is a LeBron podcast.
Now. Yeah, I had to give a shot. Look, I could step outside of my own hatred of the Lakers or this and that, just to say, hey, that's a really cool dad.
You can
moment.
Appreciate it. For
oh, you
sure.
can appreciate it. Are you kidding me? It's awesome.
Agreed.
Yeah. I get my girls playing. We go to the rec center, lower the hoop, and we shoot. I just feel the same thing. I feel exactly the same way.
You should try to recreate that video with your two girls.
Yeah. In the lowest setting.
That's awesome.
Just wheel out one of those.
Shouts to Dylan and Ellie. I got him a Papa shot too.
Yeah.
Downstairs. Yeah, I really do think it helps. They shoot mm-hmm. that thing. Yeah.
Does she have a player comp yet?
Fucker.
Well, just let me know.
Who is it that shoots they both have to throw the ball with all of their might? Yeah. All right.
We are on the 12th best bench in the Western Conference. It's going to be the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings. Was Rishon Holmes?
I might have sold these guys short.
You did. Everybody is. I'm telling you, everybody is selling the Kings
Please
short.
Clip this, kid.
I can't believe I'm the guy that is pro-Kings.
Davion Mitchell, Malik Monk, Jeremy Lamb, Trey Lyles, and Rashawn Holmes.
All right, so you have Davion Mitchell, one of the best defenders in the NBA. You have Malik Monk, who's just a bucket.
Yeah.
Who else do you have? Rashawn Holmes. Who else? Two other players.
Trey Lyles.
It's a rough one.
And Jeremy Lamb.
It's okay. For a bench, he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Nuggets fans wanted Jeremy Lamb this offseason.
That actually sounds better than Denver's bench.
Yeah, I sold the Kings short. I'm going to put them above these next two teams, actually.
Oh, wow. Two teams you understand.
Yeah, because I got Portland here. And chat, let me know if I'm just missing somebody that should be on Portland's bench. Because this is what I came up with. Anfernee Simons, Ben McLemore, Nasir Little, Jabari Walker, Drew Eubanks. Am I missing somebody on Portland?
Man, that's not a really good team. That's not a great bench. That's definitely not
I don't
great.
Think I am.
Simons does belong there, though. You're right. I don't get why.
But he's probably going to start because they gave him all that money.
They have also got Justice Winslow floating around there as their maybe backup four.
I mean, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't move.
That's not a better option.
Okay. All right.
So I've also got the Spurs here. Malachi Branham, Josh Richardson, Doug McDermott, Kata Bates Diop, Zach Collins.
Zach Collins bounce back here.
Yeah. So I think you could have Zach above those two teams.
I would put Zach above those two. I'm with you.
Maybe this team too, New Orleans. Jose Alvarado, Trey Murphy, Najee Marshall, Larry Nance, and Jackson Hayes.
Okay.
All these teams are really, in the same tier.
Yeah, Larry Nance is, he's really good. Mm-hmm. And he's a Jokic fan, so he gets bumped up.
There's a lot of size and athleticism.
There's a lot of terrible benches in the Western Conference.
Jackson, you're right. Jackson,
Number eight, the eighth best bench. I got the Phoenix Suns. Man, Campaign.
You're too high on Denver.
Landry Shamet, Cam Johnson, Torrey Craig, Bismack Biyombo.
Well, I get when you, that didn't.
What,
sound
when I,
right.
when it I put it that quite, way,
yeah. When you said Phoenix, I was like, no way. And then you listed it, and I'm like, well,
they do have some experience, though. They do have some continuity. I would probably have them a little higher, even though I don't think they're super talented. But there is a continuity, and there is like, I don't know. They have some. They at least have some pieces. I mean,
yeah,
they'll be able to guard.
Yeah. Number seven, I've got the Jazz, who actually have a decent bench here. Pat Beverly, Clarkson, Malik Beasley, Rudy Gay, Udoka Azubuike. Again, this is not going to be the Jazz bench at all.
Isn't that hilarious that that's the Jazz now? Like, yeah. None of those guys felt like Jazz players.
What is Malik Beasley thinking right now?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got to hate Utah.
Tim M.F. Connelly.
Yeah. That is guy such traded a, you're twice. Right. That's not going to be their actual bench. We don't have to waste too much time on it. But you do have it higher than I think it belongs. Talk about zero chemistry. These guys all come from different places.
Yeah. That is zero chemistry. Six, I've got Denver. Got Denver six. Bones Highland, Bruce Brown, Davon Reed, Jeff Green, and DeAndre Jordan / Zeke Nnaji.
It's funny to me because this is like, I don't even know if that's going to be the bench. I know you could say that for a lot of these ones. I think Christian Brown's in there. We've talked about it. But Denver's bench, I do think, is volatile. Like, I think it could be fine. I think it could be good. I think it's most likely to like be up and down, like very inconsistent. But I do think there's a chance that it's just not good, and they have to like find ways to make it better. Meaning they might have to make tough trades just because like this bench doesn't have the right pieces. I mean, Bones, great piece, although huge load on his shoulders. You know, Bruce Brown, a great piece, but does he fit with Bones? Like, we all think about how he fits with Jokic, but does he fit with Bones? We don't know.
That's what's so interesting, because Bruce Brown, on paper, I think, and just from watching him the last couple of years, is a better fit next to Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Nikola Jokic than he is next to Bones Highland, Davon Reed, DeAndre Jordan. Yeah. He is. It's going to come down to how much the Nuggets try to stagger some starters with that bench group.
Definitely. I would feel, you know, going into this, as you got up to six, I was like, there's no way Denver's this high. But then when you listed the unit, if there was a better backup five, I could buy this sell job. You know what I'm saying? I'm because you're right. Like, after some of the benches you've listed, like those first four guys, all right, there's something there. I guess it's just when you get to the five and you're like DeAndre Jordan, kind of, sort of, I guess.
Right.
It just feels tough.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of nerves for the bench. I'm not totally sold on them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
Bones could just be awesome, though. You know, Bones could look much better.
That's the part that I feel the most confident in. But I don't know. Even one player is not a whole bench, you know? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. A lot of it is on Bones' shoulders. Can he just totally level up and take command of that unit? It's a lot to ask of him.
Right.
It's a lot. All right. Number four. I've got the Warriors. Number four. Jordan Poole, Dante DiVincenzo, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman.
Man, talk about unproven. This is why the Warriors are so
interesting. You have one incredibly proven guy in Jordan Poole. DiVincenzo, kind of know what he is, but then three wild cards.
But they could be really good, right? Yeah. So it's that's a big old question mark, but they could be very good.
I'm kind of high on them at the end of the year. I think they're going to be good. Wiseman is the one piece that's like, I don't know what to do with him.
I think he sucks.
Oh, okay.
I kind of do too, but we haven't seen enough of him just yet.
Yeah. Number four, I've got.
Well, they got JaMychal Green too. That's all right.
Oh yeah,
JaMychal Green. So you can probably.
Yeah, you don't need Wiseman.
Swat him in there for Wiseman.
That's a good one. I might have it even higher.
Well, I might bump them up here.
Although they're still volatile. But I love Moody and I love Kuminga. They're good, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to put the Timberwolves here at four. Jordan McLaughlin, Austin Rivers, Kyle Anderson, Taurean Prince, Naz Reid.
I think that's right.
Solid.
It is solid.
The Wolves are good, man.
Yeah.
It's a good regular season squad.
And then three, I've got Memphis. Tyus Jones, John Conchar, Zaire Williams, Brandon Clark, Xavier Tillman. I think Memphis's bench dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
but they're still solid. They're proven.
Forgot about the giant deal for John Conchar.
That deal got funny way deals too much
from
hype,
the
man.
Summer, man.
That deal got
I
way
love,
too much
I love John. I love Conchar.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, all right. You're right. That they did drop a little bit. I might even have them below Minnesota.
Yeah,
I might.
But that's also it's still a proven, you know, to some extent. Like the depth was just solid. The single
I think they're just
going to
be solid
of,
yeah.
of Memphis. Also,
they're going to play defense. Tyus Jones is damn good at the backup point. Two, I put Dallas here. I've got Spencer Dinwiddie. I've got Ntilikina. Got Bertans, Finney Smith, and Maxi Kleber.
All right. Okay.
What?
You're right. Rating these benches has been an eye-opener. They're all not great.
There is a clear number one, though. There
this
is
has been an eye-opening
clear
exercise.
Number one.
All right.
There's
yeah,
a
there
clear
is.
Number
There's a clear
one.
Number. Is that where we're at? We're at
yeah,
number
we're
one?
At one. It's the Clippers.
Yeah, they are. The
John Wall, Norman Powell, Marcus Morris, Robert Covington, and Amir Coffey. I don't know.
Amir Coffey's good, man.
Good yeah. player.
I wanted Amir Coffey.
I'm
Nuggets.
Telling you, the more you tell me the Timberwolves are the team to beat, the better I feel about the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know if that's what we're telling you, but you're hearing that. I think the Clippers
are
been
telling you. Are we telling you that?
The Clippers, I think, might be the team
I mean,
to beat.
This. Per this exercise, the Clippers have the fourth best starting lineup and the best bench.
Yeah.
I think if you average those out,
that
might be the top.
You can just add
depending
them together
on
they
what
have
you
a
do.
Five. Yeah,
the war with the Warriors bench, we probably need to move up here. With
I know
Jay
this
Mike.
Isn't the perfect way to do this because when we talk about the Nuggets, like we just talked about Bruce Brown and you almost weigh him down a little bit because we're just talking about how is he with the bench. This isn't the most scientific way to analyze who is a good team.
Sure.
Really what you're looking at is like how many in the playoffs, how many problems can you solve? Mm-hmm. And Denver, I do think with Bones and Bruce Brown and Jeff Green can solve a lot of problems. Now, those other guys become less important. You're not going to be playing five-man bench units and this or that. But during the regular season, there certainly will be a can we ride these bench lineups for a while and make it work? And you look at Denver, I don't know. TBD on that one.
What we should have done is just do best top eights in the NBA.
I thought this was a fun exercise, though. Like it's always different ways of looking at it. You
I
know,
I feel better about Denver's bench in so far as I feel worse about everyone.
That's actually, I would say
there
too.
There are some really bad benches.
You always
man.
Focus on your own team, your own bench, and you're like, man, there's so many flaws. And then you get up to the fourth best one, and you're like, Davis Bertans.
I mean,
like,
okay, Utah was able to assemble the seventh best bench in the West by just trading away Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, give me Beverly and Beasley, yeah. And oh wow, we have the seventh best bench.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. Well, that was a fun little exercise. It was a fun
that was
one.
Fun.
We are now off for the weekend, guys. A little 3-day weekend for us playing some golf tomorrow. But the homie Miroslav has you taken care of. He'll be back here hosting the show tomorrow.
Well, hang on. Your Colorado Rockies play tonight. I know that's calling to you, so you can check me out tonight. By the way, the DNVR.
Who are we playing?
The Padres still no. Are we still going? We got a new one.
I'm looking at the guy who's covering the.
Yeah,
Rockies
he's got to look
currently.
At the schedule.
I don't know. They left San Diego. I forget who's next. Yeah. Oh, they do. Okay, all right.
How many times
do you want me to?
You could not have been more wrong on that.
Oh, dude,
I actually gave you the team, and you're like, no, it's not that one.
And you're like, they lost last night, right? All right, cool.
If anybody wonders Vogt's role in this company, he's wearing sunglasses right now for a reason.
No one wonders that more than I do, man. I think it's going well, though.
Hit the like button on the way out, but also buy a t-shirt on the way out, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.